where,
or if you can afford it, two or three steps up, because the higher up you go, the easier it is to deal with.
Because they're always adding, you know,
you're going to get new features,
raising the bar.
Exactly.
But you're, that would be my driving force, and that's what I've told a number of folks. You know, see what you need to drive the software that you're mainly going to be using this for, and let that determine your system.
Is this for professional broadcast work?
Yeah, and would I need a sound? I would need a separate sound card.
Well, you're actually going to need more than that. If you're doing broadcast work, you're going to want a breakout box like the,
right. That would connect to the computer in the back.
Yeah, something like the DigiDesign Pro Tools or the Mark of the Unicorn M-Box.
Yeah, Pro Tools is one of the big ones in the industry.
Yeah, there's
Where would one get those?
Mark of the Unicorn is at
Pro Tools or
DigiDesign.com, ProTools.com. They also have
right and Mark of the Unicorn is MOTA
TU
MOTU.com.
So there's no way to buy that locally, huh?
Oh yeah, if you're looking to buy equipment,
we suggest you buy locally, but you should go to those sites and see what they have available.
Oh, I see.
And one of the most interesting places in town that no one ever thinks they sell computers
is
the
House of Guitars.
Guitars.
Yeah.
Wow. Anything dealing with music and audio, they handle.
Yes,
and,
they can
and they know
point you
all.
In the right direction there.
Gotcha.
They've got literally some workstations there that they can demonstrate with Pro Tools on how to set things up.
I see. And buying a good, are you still there?
Yeah.
Buying a probably a pretty high-end microphone would be a good idea too.
Yes, definitely.
The higher the better.
Yeah, right.
And
there'll be a comma in the price of
exactly.
a good microphone.
Fact, exactly. Noise canceling and everything else.
Matter of fact, if you want some directions on that,
right.
If you call me Monday at my shop.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I've got a friend. His name is Harry Legg.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, we've been through this before. Nobody on earth is named Harry Legg.
You call my house, you
it's
would
have... It's his sister Peg you have to worry about.
What kind of parents would you have to name a kid Harry Legg?
Too
well,
grateful.
My parents had a professor that this guy's name, strangely enough, was A. Harry Bag.
Oh, my golly. Okay, that's worse.
But anyways, no, seriously, if you call me on Monday.
The actor A. Martinez.
I can get you Harry Legg's number.
Okay.
And he can tell you the pros and cons and what, I mean, because he does a lot of voiceover work. You'll hear him do quite a few commercials here in the Rochester area.
Sure.
So,
yeah, what's your number?
Give me a call at 442-4843 on Monday morning. That's Enright PC Management.
442-4843. 4843.
And I'll pass you on Harry's number.
Great. Your name again?
I'm Dave Enright.
Okay. Guys, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Have
no,
a great
thank
day.
You.
Bye-bye.
What's this about A. Martinez?
Yeah, you see him all over. He's a well-known Latino character actor. His first name is Adolf. For real.
Okay.
That's why he goes by A. Martinez and SAG.
Yeah. Well, is it Harpo? Harpo Marx's first name was Adolf.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Albert Brooks, his real last name is Einstein.
Right, Albert Einstein.
Yeah, and his brother is Super Dave Osborne.
Well, that I cannot get past.
Whose real name is Bob Einstein.
Yeah.
Well, the character he plays is Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah, I went to school here, right here in the city, with their last name is Christmas.
Please.
The boys, the guy's name was Mario.
Mario Christmas, yeah.
And they named the daughter
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How sad for those kids as they grow up. You immediately
Well, it's
know
not any better than Dweezil Zappa or...
Moon Unit.
Moon Unit.
Well,
sister,
you immediately, you name your children this and you start setting aside money for therapy.
Yeah.
Right away. You don't wait.
Well, it's like the old Johnny Cash
well,
song.
It was the hippie generation.
One girl named Sue.
Yeah. You're gonna sit in your VW bus and smell the incense and listen to nice music.
Incense.
And, yeah.
The incense.
Speaking of which, up at the fairport, they had this car night Tuesday night, and there was an old bus that was fixed up and looked like the 60s. It even had the peace sign in it.
Cool.
They were in all the tie-dye, and they literally travel around in this bus that's made up like a little motorhome.
All right.
Red and really cool of it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter assigns to Mars. Groovy, peace. aligns with Mars, rather. We're going to take a quick break now while we figure out your astrological chart with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the grooviest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM, dudes.
News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.
Attention research and development professionals and industrial operations professionals. Here comes your most important invitation this year. Aventis Pasteur, the renowned vaccine leader, is holding a career fair on Monday, June 23rd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and on Tuesday, June 24th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Del Monte Lodge, 41 North Main Street, Pittsburgh. Come find out why we're a great place to work. Aventis Pasteur is the largest company in the world devoted entirely to vaccines. Last year, we produced more than 1 billion doses of vaccine, making it possible to protect 500 million people across the globe. Our mission is to give strength to life by eradicating deadly viruses and bacteria. Be sure to attend our career fair Monday, June 23rd from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. or Tuesday, June 24th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Del Monte Lodge in Pittsburgh. For further details, see our ad in the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle on Sunday, June 22nd. Aventis Pasteur is an equal opportunity employer.
When are you done babysitting?
I think the kid's mom's been midnight.
Why is he crying?
I'll go check on him. You don't finish my joint while I'm up.
When are you done babysitting?
I'm not sure.
That kid's loud.
Wow, I thought that was the TV.
When are you done babysitting?
Who knows?
This is lame.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Marijuana can impair your judgment. Marijuana. Harmless?
Facts. The anti-drug. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Bella Sera USA, Hayward, California.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush, 2 till 5. Rush on Wham.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
These people would have more credibility.
We share a lot of the same values.
If they would try to take a more fair and balanced line.
The people who are against the war.
We pretty much always agree.
It's the people that dislike Bush.
The media, you don't have to agree with everything he does, but at least give him the benefit of the doubt.
Trying to run this war.
Something on your mind? Talk about it here.
The more you do it, the more you'll feel confident.
News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester's place to talk. 5 1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this at this moment, we're going to talk about some of the wonderful things on our website. We'll start with the usual things. Every week, we have a poll. Last week's poll, courtesy of Mr. Stephen Ray, ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
was all about Apple's music service, the iTunes. Through iTunes, you can download songs at under $1 each.
Legally.
Legally, under $1 each. And so the question was, have you bought any songs from Apple's music service? We had 319 of you who answered, making this the 21st poll in our top in our top list of polls. The overwhelming result was no with 146 votes, 46% of you. I'm sure that's mostly because there are no Windows versions yet.
Supposed to be coming.
Right.
You might announce something next week at the developers conference.
That would be nice. Don't plan to, followed at 27%. Pay for my music. What a quaint concept. Followed at 11%. Plan to, 7%. Yes, 6%. And other, please leave a comment, 4% with 14 votes. This week's poll is most viruses seem to come from, and I would like to thank P.D. Lethbridge, our number one train fanatic in the forums. For this question, most viruses seem to come from, and the choices are email, pirated music, web surfing, pornography, others on my local network, and other, please leave a comment. So far, at this moment in time, we have 69 votes in, and email is leading with 72% of the votes, other with 13%, web surfing 10%, pirated music and pornography, and others on my local area network are tied at one vote apiece. Certainly none of you would know whether or not viruses come through pornography. I realize that. We do have a chance for you to leave an opinion. If you click on the Give Us Your Opinion link, it takes you to my website, AskNick.com. And there, you, of course, you can read all about joining AskNick.com. You can also join us in the opinions. And so far, we have an even dozen opinions listed right now. Some of them are actually about the topic, which is kind of unusual for our opinions page. But that's up there. A couple of other very interesting things on our website. If you scroll down in the section that says FAQs and links galore, please, ladies and gentlemen, feel free to check out the official Soundbites FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions. Some of your questions will indeed be answered there. We also have I Heard a website on your show. That's the weekly links of websites we talk about in the show. If you have an old PC you'd like to donate somewhere, there's a list of those things. How to delete temp files, tracking the worldwide spread of viruses. But up top on that list, you will see a brand new category. Buying a new PC? Don't miss Dave's basic PC configuration page. Our own deeply beloved Dave Enright has put together a page for basic PC configuration. What you should get in terms of memory and processor speed and everything else. We get that a lot. You don't have to call and ask us now. You can actually look on the page.
And Dave's I will be updating that from time to time as needed, but that's more or less the general specs for, say, the average user. You know, that I'm not telling you to go out and buy a Cadillac, just recommending you that you look at a midsize machine to do what you need, and then from there you can usually always upgrade if need be.
Right. Speaking of an even dozen, we also have an even dozen of Dave's tips, one of which is how to turn off that Windows XP messaging system, so that's very nice. We've got lots of wonderful stuff on our site, including, of course, the movie posters.
Oh, they're right.
They're right. These people are crazed. The logo saga. The secretly recorded calls by Moody Blues and Mars Guy 33.
That one, Dolores, that did with me. Yes,
right.
That was really cool. All I needed is a Harley next to it, and I would have been.
And you'd have been done. Oh. You'd have been done. One thing I should, and of course, a connection to our show cam. We're live on the show cam right at the moment. One thing that I do need to tell you is that we're out of space on the Soundbite server. Well, with all these movie posters and all the logos and all the recorded calls and all the everything else, we're just about full up. And our magnificent hosting company, CLSS Enterprises, the best hosting company on earth, is going to move us to a new server. But I'm not entirely certain when that will happen. So please be patient. We are going to move to a new server with a lot more space, and hopefully it'll be a little faster. But until that happens, you may not be able to upload any new stuff. That doesn't mean you can't create it, just can't upload it yet. And as soon as we can, we'll be on that new server.
That's great,
and we'll let
that
you
we're
know.
Having this basic problem.
Yeah, it's not a bad problem to have as
I
problems
mean, this
go.
This is really nice.
Know.
I mean, due to the listeners that are out there and listening to us on WAMP, this is phenomenal. I mean, we haven't even been here yet 2 years, and to grow this much, I mean, just our membership list and everything else is phenomenal. The comments, the guest books, it's making it a lot of fun to do, you know, this page.
Yeah, it's been great. The support and the quality, I have to say, the quality of the people who are in our forums is phenomenal. The help that you can get from them, the fun that you can get out of them, the exuberance.
Well, we should congratulate Lollygag, for you folks that are in on the forum, on her first day of work yesterday. Hopefully she's resting up this weekend.
That's right. That's exactly right. She's been happy. She's got a brand new job with the NS something, an agency I'm sure I've never heard of down in down in Virginia.
Down
in the Virginia. Unmarked exit on the Washington Beltway.
I believe it is marked now, actually. Like, because the civilians were the only ones who didn't know about it.
Yeah.
You know? So I think it's marked. I'm not sure. But we're going to go back to the phones.
Hang on a second. I do have a somewhat of a plea, I guess. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference is starting on Monday, and Steve Jobs' keynote is Monday morning in San Francisco, so it's about 11 or 12 our time. The big thing they're going to be talking about is the next generation of OS 10, codenamed Panther, probably going to be version 10.3, we're not sure yet. But so far they have not announced, and it probably doesn't look like it, they're going to have a webcast of the keynote. It will be available on satellite, and there are several universities and colleges around the country that are hosting keynote events. So if you have a satellite antenna to receive transmissions on Telstar 5, transponder 19 in the KU band, or Galaxy 3, transponder 3 on the C band, and if you know what that means, please call us and let us know if anyone in town is going to be rebroadcasting the satellite transmission. Apple did say that they're going to have a web rebroadcast later in the week, but we all want to watch it live. So if you have a satellite dish to receive either Telstar 5 or Galaxy 3, give us a call, and maybe we can have a public screening.
You could probably call Phil. Where is that?
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah, really?
All right, Phil.
Well, very quickly, don't forget the trivia question. What Microsoft product was quarantined in the early 80s in Canada? We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of your phone calls. And Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's WHAM's health and fitness reporter Liz Bonus. If you need some help getting in shape for shorts and swimsuit season, do it now. Pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter at these locations.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, brought to you by Robert Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers, available at Unity Health Systems, Women's Health Services, and Park Ridge Hospital, at Agape Physical Therapy in the Webster Sports Arena, Publishers Parkway, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, 1165 Portland Avenue, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 Ridge Road West in Greece.
Mike Whittemore here for Genesee Valley Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Avon, your no-nonsense car dealer. I gotta tell you, if you've been wishing, hoping, and praying for a new minivan, truck, or Jeep, if you have an urge, hunger, itch, hankering, or lust for a new minivan, truck, or Jeep, now is the perfect time to buy. Because right now, Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep has the perfect combination of rebates, financing, and dealer cash. So perfect, we can make it a minivan, truck, or Jeep deal you've always dreamed of, but only till the end of June. Now, you know Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Avon is your no-nonsense dealer. And you know, we're not going to give you a bunch of hoo-ha that needs a real fast disclaimer longer than this past winter. If you've got the itch for a new minivan, truck, or Jeep, take a short drive to Avon and scratch it. Talk to one of our non-commissioned salespeople for a minivan, truck, or Jeep deal that'll blow you away. But don't wait. It absolutely ends June 30th. Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep, right off exit 10 by 390 in Avon. Call 226-6000.
Hi, this is a client. I found a great place for you to go to, Amon's Farm Market. This is the time of the year when you're out there, you want to put tomato plants to other vegetable plants, spruce up your yard, make your lawn look great, get geraniums and all kinds of annuals in your yard to make your yard look wonderful. And Amon's is the place to go. They have everything, every annual from A to Z. They have all kinds of 20 different varieties of tomato plants, peppers, cucumbers, squash, everything you need to know. If you've got a problem with your lawn or your garden, ask Bob or Skip or Al or Patty or any of the wonderful people out there. They'll answer your questions at Amon's Farm Market. Great place to go, and all their annuals are four for 99 cents. So why would you go anywhere else? Amon's Farm Market. They're just off 590 on Ridge Road East. Tell them the client sent you.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. This Wegmans Rochester LPGA update is brought to you by Real Lease, the equipment leasing specialists. Now, here's Wham's Gary Smith.
Hello again, everybody, from rainy Locust Hill Country Club. It's round three of the Wegmans Rochester LPGA, and our leaders are off the first tee, and everybody's on the course at this time. Let's get out on the course and check in with one of our reporters.
Gary, right now, this is Gene Battaglia. I'm on hole number two with Tina Barrett, who has just bogeyed, three-putted on the green, so not a good start for the first-round leader. She drops a stroke. Mi-Hoon Kim just parred, so Kim goes par-par on her first two holes. Gary?
And our leaders, thank you, Gene, our leaders on the course, of course, Rachel Teske, a two-shot lead over A.J. Ethorn as they tee off this afternoon. From the Wegmans Rochester LPGA, I'm Gary Smith on 1180 WHAM.
watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
It's true, you know, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
And this is Sound Bites. We are taking your calls at the numbers you may have just heard. And our next caller is Diane from Bloomfield, New York. Welcome, Diane. What's your question?
Hi, I have a question on Eudora Pro.
Uh-huh.
I just want to know if it's possible to send an email without the word post office showing up in the address line.
You in the to line?
In the address line, where it's got, like, my email name at postoffice.so-and-so-and-so-on.
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Well, that actually has to do with the other, with that information is always sent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whether or not it shows up has to do entirely with the receiver's email program.
Okay. It just confuses people sometimes when I send them an email and they say, has your address changed? And I explain they don't need to put that in there to send it to me. But it just I just wondered if it was possible to send it without it showing up.
Oh, so your email address is not at postoffice.org or something?
No, no.
Okay, now you may be able, I don't want to know what your email address is, not our business.
No.
But what you may be able to do is to open up Eudora and go into the setup for that profile, that personality.
Okay.
And see if, in fact, whoever set this up for you or you did it yourself actually put the words post office in one of the fields.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought it was part of your address.
No.
In which case, you cannot make it go away.
Okay.
But if, in fact, somebody has actually put the words post office in a field somewhere, that'll show up before the address.
Okay.
I've also seen some mail servers sort of hiccup along the way, and even though you don't send it with the mail server name in it, the receiver will see it in that address.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Check that out, though.
Let us know. Thanks. That's an interesting problem. Many programs will add whatever you tell them to or whatever someone told them to.
Some spyware.
Right, and that's what makes it so easy to fake addresses for viruses to claim that, you know, John is sending the virus when it's really Mary.
Right, yep. right.
Who doesn't know it either.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm not sure what that capability is designed for, but, you know, maybe it's time to get rid of it. Anyway, our next caller is Rich from Irondequoit. Welcome, Rich. What's your question?
Hello, guys. Love your show and listen to it all the time. When I don't get a chance, I go to the website and download it. So
thank you.
I'm always listening.
Unfortunately, this week's show, it's a good thing you're listening because we're not recording this week's show.
Well, technical difficulties.
There have been glitches in the recording, so if anyone has recorded the entire show, let us know, and
please
we'll post
send it
that
to
version.
Us. We'll post it, exactly. Okay, Thank you.
Did you do Thursday's show?
No, you know what?
I heard you were talking about me, and I heard it this morning on the way in, too, so I got to listen to that whole show.
No, I screwed that up. I didn't record that either. I forgot to set one thing. You know, there's three things I have to set up to record it. I forgot to set up one of them. Anyway, Rich, what's your question?
I guess I'll have to remember the answer to my question then.
Yep.
I have XP Pro Windows, and I use McAfee as my virus thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to switch to Norton.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do to get rid of everything that has to do, or do I just leave it?
No,
for everything that's in there for what I've got for virus protection.
No, you can
now
go into the control panel and under Add Remove Programs.
Okay.
Under there, you can remove McAfee.
Okay. Now, do they have their own uninstaller too, or is it better to do it that way?
They end up being the same installer, yeah. But it's always better to go through the ad remove programs if it's in there.
Okay, and then that'll wipe out everything, yep. And I can just reload Norton or put Norton in.
You got it.
Sometimes, though, it won't remove, like, the program folder with your log file in it.
Yeah.
So that you can manually remove after you've done the ad remove programs.
Okay.
Yeah, you might get an error, a message that says, could not remove all programs, please remove them manually. And as Steve says, that usually means it's something like a log file.
So that would be in the, a log file.
Yeah, under
that
program folder. Files.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you very much.
You're
Appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See that? Short, sweet,
concise,
business-like. We did it. Now, Bob from Caledonia has a question. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, I like the show, guys.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding a CD burner. I recently bought and installed one. And then my idea, of course, is in this case, is to remove the data from my hard drive so I can do a clean install of an XP.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that when I try to read the burned in on the disk in my other CD player,
mm-hmm.
I get some screwy looking information.
What speed is your regular CD-ROM drive?
52.
Should be able to read anything, CD.
Do you see most of the data, or are you getting an odd-looking directory?
Both. I can see some of the data clearly, and then I get some with a lot of square blocks in it.
There's a couple of things that could be causing this. One is that you're not finalizing the CD when you burn it, closing it.
What software are you burning the CD with?
It comes with the TDK burner.
Is it Nero or
yeah,
CD Creator?
Nero.
Yeah. Nero has a choice of finalizing or not finalizing the CD. If you don't finalize, particularly if it's is it a CD or a CDRW disk?
RW.
There's the problem. Mm-hmm. A CDRW disk allows you to reread and rewrite, but until you finalize it, you cannot read it in a regular burner.
Okay.
I ran into a software the other day. I don't remember. It was bundled with something. And the command was make compatible.
Oh, there you go.
So I was looking for the finalize command.
Right.
What
yeah.
does make compatible mean? Look at make it compatible with other drives yes. reading it.
Right. So until you finalize it, you can reread and rewrite and erase and do all that stuff, but you can only read it in the CDRW drive and with CDRW software.
That created it.
That created it until you finalize it and make it available to every other type of thing.
That answers that part of the question.
Yes, and if what you're doing is a one-time data move, you really should use plain CDRs. Finalize it, make two or three copies, because CDRs are pretty cheap, and that way you're guaranteed one of them will be good.
Probably all of them, but
probably
just in
all
case.
Of them, but you're guaranteed
but you can erase
one of them
it,
will
but
be.
But the nice thing of it is you can erase it and reuse it over 500 times.
Well, for CDRW, exactly.
For CDRW.
That brings up the question, how do you erase it?
Within, Nero, if you go under Tools, one of the options there is do a quick erase.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's under Recorder Disk yeah. Info, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they move it around all the time. But you can, right from there, erase it, and it'll do a quick erase.
Very good. Thank you much, guys.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, I saw the newer version of Nero. I think it's like 6.0 that they're bundling with the new CD burner / DVD drives. It's really slick.
Very cool. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob, back up. I'm a professional now, Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
If you're single and you've been going around in circles looking for the right person to love, then I've got a life-changing idea for you. Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Our team of PhDs has developed a proven way to match singles that consistently results in relationship success. That's why eHarmony.com is so different. It really works. We're receiving hundreds of marriage announcements, and these eHarmony marriages are significantly happier. If you're really serious about finding the person of your dreams, visit eHarmony.com. We'll take care of the incredibly complex task of compatibility so you can enjoy the fun of finding the chemistry. I want to encourage you to try eHarmony today. We'll give you an eye-opening personality profile absolutely free. This $40 value will get you started on the most important search of your life. Find real compatibility at eHarmony.com.
The next time you take time out to be with the most important people in your life, we'd like to be there. Redwood Creek. A Cabernet unhurried for a richer, more full-bodied taste. Because what our winemaking tradition has taught us is the importance of taking time. Redwood Creek. Good things take time. Redwood Creek Wines from Fry Brothers Vineyards, Modesto, California.
I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm actually quitting smoking for good this time. I'm using Nicorette on a regular schedule to help prevent cravings. And every now and then, when I really want a cigarette, like when I'm stuck in rush hour traffic, I take an extra piece to help stay in control. Over time, I'll use less and less Nicorette. And after 12 weeks, I'm done. I can do this.
You can do it. Nicorette can help. Use as directed. Follow dosing schedule. Individual results may vary. Support program can improve success rate.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Here I am, Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
Steve Ray.
Rob Linson.
And can you believe all the possible ways you have to get in touch with us? It's phenomenal. We are contact rich here at Soundbites. And Joe from Pittsburgh has reached out and touched us. Thank you, Joe. What's your question?
I have a Mac, the iMac.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, I have two of them, and they're on a network, and that's not the issue. But my son's iMac, it's an older one, all of a sudden stopped reading CDs.
What kind of CDs?
Any of them. I was trying to put a Norton System Works in to try to figure out what the problem was. It just takes it and spits it right back out, or a game CD, it'll take it in and just spit it right back out.
Have you tried any audio CDs?
No, I haven't.
Tried a cleaning kit?
There's a couple of different things that can be involved.
Okay.
There are different extensions for each type of CD, a data CD, an audio CD, a photo CD.
Mm-hmm.
It could be possible that the one for the data CD has got turned off, so it won't read data. So if you try an audio CD and it works, it could be that the entire CD drivers have been turned off, or it could be that the CD drive is dirty and needs cleaned. Or worst case would be that the drive has failed and needs replacing.
That's what I was trying to figure out, if it's a hardware or software issue.
Yeah. Can you boot the system CD that the machine came with?
I haven't tried that yet.
That's something to try, too, because then that eliminates the software on your hard drive as a potential source of the problem.
Okay.
The easiest thing to check would be to go to the extensions manager and see if the CD drivers are loaded.
Okay.
And then there's the foreign access files for ISO, High Sierra, Photo CD, what are the other ones? UDF. There's a bunch of different formats that all need to be loaded to read the different kinds of discs.
Okay. I will try that.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
No, Nick. That's it. We're done. I had fugued out there for a moment. I was trying to fix the webcam. It's stuck. I was trying to fix that for a moment. But the webcam is back. There we are, all three of us in living color. We've missed the back of Rob's head. We'll get it in the next picture, I'm sure. And we're back to the phones with Hugh from Webster, New York. Welcome, Hugh. What's your question?
Yes, I'm not too computer literate, but I got a Tiba IBM 90 with 95 in it. And you guys helped me clear up a mail problem I had before, but the problem now I've got is something weird. I might have done something kind of dumb.
Go ahead.
What are sectors and clusters?
Those are segments on your hard drive.
Okay.
That's how the hard drive stores the data for you.
Yeah, it's broken up into sectors.
Okay, so what I did, for some reason, I let this thing supposedly clean up these clusters. Does that eliminate the system, or what do they do?
Clusters are segments of programs placed upon the sectors of the hard drive.
Okay. Well, the hard drive itself is one big empty space, and in order to manage it, it's like the floor of a library. It's just a big empty space. To manage the books in it, they put in shelves. To manage the hard drive space, they put in sectors.
What program did you run to clean them up?
I haven't done that because the damn thing kept coming on by itself. Was that unusual thing that the CPU would come on by itself? Did I experience anything like that?
That could be your power button is stuck in.
Okay.
Might just need a good cleaning.
Yeah, so
it could be physical cleaning. Open the covers, clean the dust out.
Yeah,
things like that. If you haven't opened it in a while, it's very easy to accumulate a lot of dust in it.
Right. Oh,
that's an understatement.
If I lost everything in the thing, I can just put the recovery disk back in or what?
Well, you could put the recovery disk back in, but if you're having a problem with sectors and clusters, you ought to try cleaning them up first.
Sounds like a hard drive is getting ready to go. It's a 95 machine,
yeah.
And I'm betting that it's a very old hard drive and a very old operating system, too.
Yeah,
trying
right,
to refine all those updates that you might have gotten over the years, you know, when it was 95 was still alive. It's going to be pretty hard to find those.
And right. Particularly since Microsoft isn't really supporting Windows 95 anymore.
Okay. You're basically saying the system's about had it, right?
Well, it's become obsolete, unfortunately.
Letting you know it.
Yeah, mostly because, again, Microsoft has stopped supporting Windows 95. You're not really going to be able to take it back to what it used to be.
Right.
But there is... what was it? Check disk, CHKDSK, will check the status of the hard drive and try to repair any directory damage that there might be. But powering up by itself is probably more in something in the mechanical power switch.
Right.
Right. So if you're going to do this yourself, you need to clean it up. If you're going to take it to somebody, have them take a look at both things.
Who would you recommend? Now, you guys have somebody you recommend for them?
Well, yeah. Yes, we do, shockingly enough.
It's called Enright PC Management. We're on 3385 Brighton Henrietta Town Line Road.
And then I'm at the Jesse Group in Mendon at the corners of Route 64 and 251. And, of course, our premier sponsor, Green Shields,
which is on Hudson Avenue.
Near 104.
Near 104.
Okay. I appreciate your help. I may search your help eventually.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Right. Thanks, you. Good luck. Let's not forget our trivia question of the day. What Microsoft product was quarantined in the early 80s in Canada? Our next caller is Jay, calling all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Jay. What's your question?
How you doing, guys? Good show.
Thank you.
I'm in the process of building a website for a small corporation. My question is, how do I get that website hosted on a domain name that is like www.thecompanysname.com? Where would I go to do that? Who would I talk to? Or
you need to talk to someone who's in the business of hosting websites. There are a number of them all over the place. I believe Green Shields is doing that. One of our premier sponsors.
Oh, really?
I believe they are.
Right. Give them a call and find out.
Yep. And also, of course, there's the company that hosts the Soundbite website. That's CLSS Enterprises. That's CLSS.com. And any of those places will be able to do the full deal for you. You call them up and say, look, I want to host with you guys, and here's the site name that I want. If that name is free, they'll register it for you.
And set you up with email, too.
Put it on their site, set you up with email, do whatever, you know, whatever, frankly, you pay, you know, whatever you're willing to pay for.
Is this a real expensive process, or is it
depends
affordable?
On where you go. CLSS is, I believe, severely undercharging
for
what they give you.
It depends on what you want. If you're hosting a 1,000-person company and doing a million e-transactions a day, it's going to be expensive. If it's a fairly static website that doesn't have huge hard drive demands, then it's not going to be that expensive.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Good luck. That's more companies are doing that.
And it used to be, I had this discussion the other day with a company that it used to be you bought everything from one company.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can shop around to get the best prices. So their domain name was hosted by one company, their DNS was another company, their IP was another company, their web was another company, their email was another company. And it made it really difficult to make a change because you had to tell everybody.
Right, exactly.
But they're getting the best prices on each individual service.
Right. Right. I just get it all through CLSS. Makes us happy here at Soundbites. Mm-hmm. Our next caller is Bob from Rochester. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Yes, sir. I have a Hewlett-Packard, and when I start the thing up, when after the machine starts up, I get a startup page in the front. How do I get rid of that?
What startup page?
It just says startup, and it tells me everything that's in the startup. And if I go into the Find section and I look for startup, I have two startup folders.
Well, inside your startup folder will be a list of programs that it runs at startup.
Yeah, and that, there, that shows up. That shows up on the first screen.
You can remove that from the startup group.
What does it say at the top of this window? Does it say
startup.
Windows Explorer?
It says startup.
It sounds like you're opening up your startup folder.
Startup got in the startup folder.
But so now I have two startup folders.
What version of Windows are you running?
98, second edition.
What are the paths of the two startup folders?
That I don't know.
See, it sounds like a startup folder is in a startup
folder.
Right.
If you do a search, it will tell you what the path name the startup folder is in. The one that actually executes is at C program. What is it? C, Windows, Desktop, Program, Startup, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And inside that startup folder is a list of everything the computer will run at startup.
Right.
So if the startup folder is listed in the startup folder, it will always open that folder.
Okay, because now when it shows up on the screen, all it says is it doesn't show startup folder being in there.
Well, then it might be in somewhere else in your register, too.
Yeah, kind of goofed up.
Here's the problem. There are about 15 places you can put something to start up on your machine. It can be in any one of a dozen INI files. It could be a registry entry. It could be in the AutoExec file. It could be anywhere. It could be in the startup folder. So what has to happen is somebody has to actually sit down in front of your machine and go through all of those places to figure out what's going on. And unfortunately, we can't really do that here on the show because we're not sitting in front of the machine.
Right. If you're lucky, it is your startup folder that's opening. If you close that folder and then hit the F5
mm-hmm.
to do a refresh, it might remember that it's closed. Because one of the features of Windows is it will reopen the folders you had open last time when you restart.
Okay.
So it could just be that it's forgetting you closed that window.
For closing, hit F5?
The F5 mm-hmm. will refresh.
After you close it, click on the background of your desktop.
Right.
Which really selects the desktop.
And it's supposed to then tell it to remember the window settings.
Right. That's what F5 does. Tells it to remember the window settings. For whatever's active, and if you click on the background, the desktop itself is active.
Yep.
Right.
If that doesn't work, then it's time to...
It's somewhere else buried in your registry, probably.
Oh, okay.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide. But you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield's local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello. Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you sound very excited. Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news.
I'm the third caller.
No. I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
Problem is the guy's
see what you could
course.
Say. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%
so
on car insurance.
What they
the Radio Shack. This portion of Soundbites on News
Term, the
Odyssey.
It's that epic journey people take, searching for electronic accessories. You drive to this store and that, but no luck. And by the end of the day, your behind is prettier than your car seat.
At Radio Shack, we've got over 7,200 stores, so you're probably within 5 minutes of one right now. And our experts are there to give you easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
This is Bernie Mac, and just reading the Odyssey in school was enough for me.
Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
With Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbite. So far, we've had absolutely nobody even take a shot
at the trivia.
At this week's trivia question, which is, I repeat, what Microsoft product was quarantined in the early 80s in Canada? Our next caller is John from Rochester. John, are you taking a shot at the trivia?
No way.
Okay.
Okay. My printer at home is it really goofs up.
Mm-hmm.
You hit print, I'll say on an invoice, and all of a sudden it's very, very faint. Then you go to the test page, and everything is dark. It draws beautiful butterflies. And then you go to print on the invoice again, and then it's very faint.
What program are you using to type these invoices?
Windows 95.
No, what program are you using to enter this information and print the invoices?
Is it QuickBooks
or MYOB or?
Oh, what is it?
Okay.
Well, do other programs print okay, or just this
one?
No.
I mean, nothing prints okay.
There you go. That makes sense.
If I go right back in and hit a test page, it's
all right. Here's the deal.
Is the test page coming from the printer or from Windows? Windows has a
probably from Windows.
Well, how do you get it to print a test page?
I go back in to the properties of the printer.
Okay. One of the things that you can change, depending what kind of printer is it?
Hewlett Packard.
One of the things that you can change is how dark it prints.
I already put it on the darkest, and it doesn't do anything.
Have you tried updating the drivers? One thing that you've got going against you is, one, you said you're running Windows 95?
Yes.
See, that's where you're going to be held kind of up, because nobody's updating any more drivers for Windows 95. Most of them are updating them for Windows 98 and above.
Okay.
So that's where you're going to have a little problem, because if, you know, this particular software package that you're using, and if you've, install these drivers, it might not support 95 that well. You can still go to the HP website, put in your printer, and see if they've got any updated or older drivers that might be newer than the current ones that you had or installed with the original HP, but give them a shot and see if you luck out there.
One more quick question.
Go ahead.
If I was looking for a new, like, scanner, copier that had toner in it,
mm-hmm.
Not super expensive, something for a small business, what would I be looking for?
Brother makes a very nice multifunction printer, copier, scanner for about $150, $200.
And
but
HP
again,
has them too.
HPs are $400 to $500.
Yep.
Because they do a little more. But, again, you're going to have trouble finding anything that supports Windows 95.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be the stumbling block.
Yeah, there
well,
may
then
not
I got to come to you guys and buy everything, right?
Well,
from scratch.
Well, or get a new system, definitely.
Yeah, wherever you get it, the reality is that since Microsoft has stopped supporting Windows 95, so have all the manufacturers.
I mean, 98 is getting ready to come to it.
Yeah,
if
your machine is capable enough, you possibly could buy a Windows 98 if anyone still sells them.
Okay.
And that would help a little bit more.
I called you a couple of weeks ago about the CD not working, and I think it's a boat anchor.
Yeah,
I think you're getting to that point. I'm sorry.
I mean,
okay.
You know,
okie doke.
What was the brother model you were referring to?
Oh, I don't remember the model number offhand.
You can check the local computer superstores, and I mean, they've got them on display there, and you can test drive a number of them, get test prints off them, and see the quality that you want.
Yeah, really, don't buy a printer without seeing the printout.
Okay.
All right.
Good answer.
Okay. Thanks, John. Our next caller is Ron from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Ron. What's your question?
Yes, I have a Windows 98, and I can't load Real Player on this thing for some reason.
That's
good.
Yeah, really. Consider yourself lucky.
Real insinuates itself deep into Windows and can cause problems with other programs running. It can stop other multimedia programs from working, like QuickTime and Windows Media Player.
Because it wants to take over everything.
And it nags you all the time to buy the pro version. But unfortunately, it's the only way to play a real specific file.
Yeah, I know. I found that out. There ain't no other media player that would work that take its place.
Yeah. What error message do you get when you try to install it?
It just won't load. As soon as you load it, it loads down. But as soon as you put out, it says an error has occurred.
Ron, quick question for you. What version are you trying to do? 8?
I tried both, 8, and I tried the early edition of 1, I think they call it.
Because I was having trouble with my machine running 8, but I went back to 7.5, and 7.5 seems to work. You know, it's just like anything else. The very first version never, on anything, works great. They always got to come out with patches. And I found 7.5 on the web. I was able to download that, and that works pretty good.
I don't think I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah, look for version 7.5.
It's harder to find the older versions.
Do a search on Google for Real Player, and I put in Real Player space VER 7.5, and there's some of the folks that still have it out there.
Okay, you don't think if I got the second edition of 98 it'll help anything?
It doesn't sound like a 98 problem.
No.
But I would suggest, well, if you don't have Windows 98 Second Edition, you better get it before the end of the year, because otherwise you'll never get it. So that's something. But whether or not that would help you with Real Player, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next
cheaper
caller.
Cheaper to go the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Just download it and see what happens.
Exactly. Our next caller is, we're going to stick with the name Ron, but we're going to go to Avon, New York, to actually talk to Ron from Avon, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I want to take a stab at the trivia question.
Excellent.
Is it Windows 2000?
Oh, no, but it was a great stab. That was really good.
This was a product. We should repeat the question.
What Microsoft product was quarantined in the early 80s in Canada?
Early 80s.
Good try, Ron.
Yeah. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you.
Yeah.
First one about the printer. The way you spoke before, you said some of the flatbed, the all-in-one printers.
Yeah.
You said they're not too good. I was thinking about getting an Epson.
No, we said that they were good.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only problem that I can foresee is, if you're depending on, these all-in-one machines and you're running a small business, and say the scanner part goes south on you.
Yeah.
And you got to take it in for service. Well, there also goes your printer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and your fax machine.
Yeah, and your fax machine.
So. I was thinking about the home use.
Well, one of the
Epson one that doesn't.
They're all fine. The question, the problem we had with the earlier caller was not the hardware, but the fact that he's still running Windows 95 may not be able to get a driver for it.
Yeah. No, I got Windows XP home edition.
You're fine then. That's you got no problem.
No, but I don't have. I'm not going to use the fax anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Then, you're good. What's your other question?
On CDs.
Yeah.
Now, all right, this might be a stupid question, but I don't think so. Why can't you rewrite a regular CD, CDR? Is that the way it's written?
Yeah.
And the second question was, why can't you use a regular CD for music?
Well, the thing of it is CDRs are a one-time burn use.
That's the way the plastic.
That's the way the plastic.
Yeah,
was
the way
designed.
The way you write a CD is you actually burn stuff into it with a laser. You can't unburn a regular CD. In a CDRW, you actually use the laser to heat up the medium so you can record it magnetically.
Right.
And you can unrecord magnetically, just like you would on a tape. But that's the difference between them. Our next caller, Ray, on a car phone. Welcome, Ray. What's your question?
Hi. I've been having a lot of trouble staying hooked up to AOL. We just keep getting kicked off and kicked off.
On the phone line?
Yes, it's dial-up.
Yeah, you're going to run into that. I mean, that's the whole problem. That's why we went to a new area code, because the phone lines are, one, overcrowded, and we're still talking old copper. They have not come through all your neighborhoods and replaced that old copper with fiber optics.
The other part of the problem, as Dave said in his configuration thing, is that the soft modems, the WIN modem-type modems, have more trouble keeping a connection up than the regular modem.
Hardware modem.
A WIN modem does most of its work in software, mm-hmm. And therefore it's a cheaper modem. Well, part of what you're not paying for is reliability. They just don't hold the line as well as a regular hardware modem does.
Okay.
Which, by the way, probably costs another $10 more.
Right. And the other issue, too, is the phone systems, as Dave said, are overwhelmed. So a lot of residential phones are split on what's called a slick. So you might be sharing the same phone line with a bunch of your neighbors. And it's switched. So on a voice call, you don't hear that, but the computer can.
You might want to listen to the phone and see if you hear a lot of static in that.
I'd like to hear from people who are in the phone industry. Because I had a guy call me and tell me that was right on. It was exactly the right thing. That's exactly what they do. And then I had another guy call me and say, "You're an idiot. They haven't done that in 20 years." So I don't know who to believe anymore.
One thing you can try is change the phone number you're dialing.
I've tried that. And it seems that since we went to the 585 area code, the number's changed, and it seems like it's even worse.
Yeah.
But do you have any suggestions that we live kind of way off the road? So I tried to get on Roadrunner, and it says it would cost a fortune to run the line all the way to the thing. And I don't know. I don't think I have any other options, really.
What about
DSL or satellite?
Right.
DSL.
We have DirecTV.
Then you can get their DirecTV satellite hookup.
Okay. And have you heard anything bad or good about that? Because I don't really.
It's a little expensive. What did we look it up? It was $600.
A year.
$600 one-time fee, and then $50 a month. Or
it came out to $1,200.
Right. Or $100 a month.
All right. Well, I'll be skipping that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Check into DSL.
That's from Frontier. Who's your phone company?
I think I've been, what was it? It used to be, for God's sake.
Well, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Give them a call. Give them a call and see if they have a DSL line, digital subscriber line.
I'm in Walworth, so I don't know if
they might
have
it down that way. Check out.
Give them a call and see what happens. Both
doesn't
your regular
cost
company
anything.
And, right, the phone call doesn't cost anything. So call both your regular phone company and call Frontier. I'm afraid we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody we didn't get to. I want to thank everybody who called in and made this the show it was, whatever that may mean. The answer to this week's trivia question, what Microsoft product was quarantined in the early 80s in Canada?
It was so simple.
Why, it was the Microsoft Mouse, of course. They quarantined the Microsoft Mouse. Apparently somebody didn't get that this mouse was made of plastic. But we'll have a new trivia question along with a brand new show next week. I would like to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and, of course, Mr. I'm a Professional, Rob Linton.
Sure is all.
for an entire show of magnificence. We will see you right here next Saturday, 12:25-ish, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Thanks.
Philip Constance.
Oh, Philip, I can't take this anymore. I want
want to be free.
You mean you want to be free of me, okay, the kids, and the dirty laundry?
No. Oh. I want to be free of overnight laxatives that give me cramps.
Darling, that means free lax.
What's so different about free lax?
It's the only overnight laxative that gives you stimulant-free, cramp-free relief in just two caplets.
If I take free lax tonight, I'll get relief before the kids start fighting over breakfast?
Depend on it. Free lax is the free of everything you hate about laxatives, laxative. Use only as directed.
This Wegmans Rochester LPGA update is brought to you by Seneca Towers. Consider making your home at Seneca Towers. Now, here's Wham's Gary Smith.
Hello again, everybody. We're here at Locust Hill Country Club, third round of the Wegmans Rochester LPGA on a wet Saturday. Let's get out on the course. Bill Flynn is with our leaders. Bill?
Thanks, Gary. A few hundred fans are following today's final group around amidst off and on light rain. Leader Rachel Teske has just birdied number four. She has missed a couple of greens, but has scrambled each time to stay at even par for the other holes. Ethorn dropped a stroke at number two, but got it back with a birdie at three. So through four, now Teske is at minus eight, Ethorn at minus five. Now back to Golf Central and Gary Smith.
All right, thank you, Bill. And me, you, and Kim is at four under today, three under Grace Park. Also, Brandy Burton at three under for the day. But our leader, Rachel Teske, eight under par. From the Wegmans Rochester LPGA, I'm Gary Smith on 1180 WHAM.
Now that the war is over, we can all just sit back, relax, and tune out. Right? Wrong. Breaking news can happen anywhere at any time.
Rochester,
Greece,
Henrietta,
Monroe County.
And when it does, Rochester turns to News Radio 1180 WHAM. For accurate,
voters shot down,
dependable,
SARS,
up-to-date team coverage of the events that impact you most.
District Attorney Kelly.
When news breaks out, we break in.
Susan Ashline.
Randy Gorman.
Brandon O'Riordan.
Jerry Smith.
Bill Lau. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As a U.S. helicopter flies overhead, American soldiers stage raids today throughout Baghdad. In one case, they found some documents from the Iraqi Secret Service and some intelligence equipment.
About 50 soldiers from the 1st Armored Division stormed the building early today. They first sealed off the part of Baghdad where it's in called the Azamiya District and went into the building after trying to bang down the door. A squatter actually opened the lock from inside and let them in.
Reporter Lisa.